we're quickly approaching the issue of what's happening with our world. We are seeing, for example, the withdrawal of embassy workers in Israel, the disappearance of Flight 870, I mentioned last night on the Reds Network program as a guest, the fact that the iteration of this technology that was stolen in the patent file 40 years after the disappearance of these scientists were on this flight, that patent creates what's called a processor controller chip when miniaturized in the next iteration of that technology, smart dust that can literally turn our world into a matrix. And by this, I mean process controller smart chips that can be embedded in roadways, doorways, in people through smart dust injected that can literally interface with your cellular processes, insert into your experience set, change your epigenetic scalar control of your genetics in your body, can induce any type of illness, can induce compliance. These kind of things are extremely scary, and people say, well, no, they can't do that. I'm sorry to burst your bubble. It's scary when everything is being monitored by NSA, which, by the way, Snowden is not the first to mention this. There's other whistleblowers. But I have to say, on this program I mentioned for years, that every phone, fax, and email has always been monitored, but they have released a intelligence system in 2003, years after the system was launched in the early 1980s at this level where they have what they call promise software and seamlessness analyzing every database on Earth to create a cybernetic model of Earth to insert for you in the first and second world a node with a database analysis of everything you buy, where you like to go, your GPS coordinates of where your phone is. Everything has been entered in zettabytes of data on a basis where the total amount of information collected on a per month basis is greater than the entire Library of Congress. So people need to be aware that we're dealing with something that is a demonic horde of technological advances that are used to imprison not only Americans, but everybody on every corner of this planet. And once you become aware of it, we can turn it off. We have to be aware, though, how close we are to the culmination of this. And as I mentioned last night, we're in danger of that the Fukushima will be the least of our worries in the next few years because we've given weapon systems and bunker buster nukes to the Israelis that can now hit the Bashar reactor. And that could result in a massive radiation release, but also because Pakistan has already committed its nuclear weapons to defend Iran, that Israel must attack the Waziristani nuclear facility in northern Pakistan, which will immediately precipitate a two-minute warning window attack between Pakistan and India, which would, at the very minimum, shove the world into a radioactive nuclear winter, which could last for many years or decades. So what we have to understand here is we're at the point where the planet itself cannot withstand the world going to war, that the breakdown of the oceans means 10,000 dead zones, that the world is developing chronic obstructive lung disease, so the issue of peak oxygen, as I mentioned numerous times, is a really big issue that needs to be addressed. Not carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide, if you have enough oxygen-converting phytoplankton in the upper benthic layer of the oceans and you haven't cut down all the rainforest, you can convert it back to oxygen. But every time you fly an A380 jet, you consume more oxygen in 1 hour than all human beings on Earth in 1 day breathe and require to live. Whenever time you're on your vehicle, you're actually using up the oxygen generated by phytoplankton in the benthic or upper 30 feet of the oceans. 80% of the world oxygen comes from the oceans. When we dump toxic radioactive waste into the oceans because we won't fix Fukushima, we don't just kill the upper benthic layer of the oceans. We don't just kill a food chain all the way up to the tuna, which are the supercharged kind of Lamborghinis of the sea. We're also creating radiotoxins that will accumulate in our genetic and epigenetic genome to permanently destroy the human biology of future generations of humankind. This isn't optional, but people need to be aware that the reason why things aren't being done isn't because of a lack of technical knowledge. It's because we have people who know better and don't speak because they're fearful. Well, guess what? This is not the time to be fearful. This is the time to do something about it. Back in a moment. Your questions, by the way, are welcome. 800-259-5791.